welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
Tonight we have my beautiful wife Brianna with us. Hello.
Hello, that's me. So great to be here.
And of course me, Adam, and we have Ruth Malone with us. Hello.
Hi guys.
How's
nice
it going?
Nice to be here. Bit nervous. Party.
You'll be right.
And yeah. We are so excited to have you here today.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Looking forward to this. So could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Ruth?
Sure. My name's Ruth Malone. I have a husband, Trevor, and we've been married for 18 years this year.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, crazy.
Two decades coming up very soon.
Yeah,
very
double decades.
And we've got three kids, so awesome. A 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Yay.
And two girls and a boy. So, cool. Yeah, we've got our hands full, but they're great kids, and we've just been on a holiday, so we're feeling awesome. Fresh and relaxed, so that's
nice.
Really good too.
Amazing. Where did you go?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Hawaii.
Oh, hey, yes. Aloha.
Yeah, aloha hello or aloha goodbye. That's the that's the confusion.
I know. Is that a thing? I don't even know. Don't ask me their language. I just went with the flow.
A whole lot of other words they try and share with you there too, isn't there, when the locals
come
up.
One began with M. I just can't remember, to be honest.
Mahalo, I think, thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
I know that because our best friend says it all the time as a joke because he's been there. I'm like, thanks, man.
Yeah. So what were some of the highlights from Hawaii?
No phone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
good
so
call.
That's a highlight for me. Yep. And the kids as well. They love it when I'm not on my phone because I do have to use my phone a lot for work.
Mm-hmm. True,
and
true.
Then just quality time together. So no distractions.
Yeah.
We all got to do things that we loved, which I think was probably a highlight. So the kids got to play in the pool and, do all that kind of fun things, And then – I got to relax and read books.
Nice.
That's all part
and
of it.
And Trevor always
awesome.
Plays with the kids, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, happy days. That's what you want on a holiday. You want to do all the things you want to do. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome. Great stuff.
And so reading books, love reading books.
Yep.
What did you get to read?
I read two novels and they were just like really simple, basic stories, like nothing exciting. Can't even remember the names, but
it's
I always
kind of
go
lose
to,
your mind in them.
Yeah,
kind of
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's cool. Like watching like an easy app.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
and
it.
And then I'm
those
reading
easy apps.
Atomic Habits as well. So
about
creating
small
real,
things. Or
yep, yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. Like the 1%. So creating really good habits in your life and
cool.
how you can plug that in and get slightly better every day, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's interesting. That's come up because somebody at work was talking about that just recently, and I hadn't heard of it before.
It is such a good book.
You just mentioned it again.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I should check
I'll
it out.
I'll give it to you after I finish.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a
nice.
Goodie.
Amazing. Goodie. Yeah, because those small things can all add up, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
what's
right.
the name of it? Atomic Habits?
Atomic Habits. Don't ask me who it's by.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Google it, people.
Yeah, totally.
And it's
totally.
All about that 1%, making a sort of a 1% change each day.
Yeah. And like inserting it into your life. So rather than just going, I'm going to, I don't know, what's people's goals like?
Yeah, that New Year's resolution you never know you're
going
right.
to go.
Yeah.
So rather than going,
I'm going to drink more
water. That's right. So it's like, I'm actually going to drink water at 9 o'clock,
right.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12.
Oh,
or like,
okay, yep.
or not even, like going, 10 o'clock, I'm going to have a glass.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then
that's a 1%.
And then you build on it.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's just that whole
nice.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah, it's exciting. More like a lifestyle changes than trying to just make big changes
exactly
that are harder to embed, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. I love a good book recommendation.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Practical
so,
book too.
Ruth, tell us what is something that people may not know about you?
Ooh, dum dum dum.
Oh goodness.
What could it be?
I'm a real estate agent, so don't hate me.
I'm sure most people know that.
Most people hate real estate agents.
No, but most people know that about you. Well, they don't know.
I actually say it a lot. I try not to. Okay, I just think that there's,
there's more to you than that.
100%.
Definitely.
Yep, 100%. So that's something that not a lot of people know.
Fair enough.
And then what else? I don't know. I'm very outgoing, so I do tell a lot. I'll say a lot of things about myself. My heart's on my sleeve and all my information is not a secret, but I'm a vault when it comes to other people's information.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, good way to be. And, I mean, real estate agent has that stigma, right?
100%.
Yeah.
But being a Christian who's a real estate agent, that's pretty cool. That brings that's a something different, to it, right?
For sure. Massive. Yeah. Shall I tell a story?
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
Bring it on.
Once, like when I first started in the industry, I found it so hard because you go through all these training and they're like, this is how you do a listing presentation and this is how you have to sell and this is what we want you to do and then make up dummy bids or like, you know, you get all this information and it's a lot. And I just remember feeling like I was pretending to be somebody and I couldn't find my feet. And I was like, oh God, like I want to be an example. I want to do the right thing by people. I'm working for my vendor at the end of the day and I just don't know how to do this well. And I was in church and we were singing a song and I couldn't tell you what it is, but I felt God say to me, you need to pray about every single interaction that you have and I'll do the rest.
Wow. Amazing.
And honestly, I have had so much peace in a job that's very high-low because I will walk into somebody's life and I might talk to them about selling, but at the end of the day I know that if I'm supposed to be a part of their journey, it's going to be me.
That's right.
I do the hard work regardless, but I know that God will – like put me in the right people's lives. And it's pretty cool. Like,
so that's encouraged you to pray more as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So every single interaction,
awesome.
Pray about it, regardless of what it is.
That's cool.
Yeah. So if it's like taking a buy through a property, pray about it in the car. If it's speaking to someone on the phone or starting the day with prayer, going like I'm about to a call session and just checking on people, pray about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, how good's that? It is. It's been so it's given me a lot of peace in a job that is really tough. It is a tough gig. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so, I have to say that would make you probably stand out from others as well. The fact that you're honourable, you want to do the right thing by your clients, you know, super friendly, approachable, trustworthy, so many good qualities there.
Definitely.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. Actually, can I say one other story?
Of course.
A really miracle story.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Before Hawaii, I had 3 listings and each one of those listings was quite intense for different reasons. 2 were single women that were selling and I had to be full on hands on with them, holding hands, doing every step of the journey with them.
Yep.
One house was gorge, the other house was a bit of a tougher one to sell. And then I had a 3rd lady who I've been working with for 9 months and she is really hard to work with. And I just knew that I had to be in her life, but it got to the point where I'm like, my mental health, I felt anxious talking to her. So I was like, I've got to walk away from this person. It's not the right thing to do to stay in it because it's just not right for my family. And sometimes you have to make those calls, the hard calls. Anyway, she said to me, give me 4 more weeks, just try and sell this unit, 4 more weeks and then we'll part ways. And I was like, okay, I can, but you have to listen to me because you're not listening to me. You're listening to everybody else, but you've employed me to do the job. So listen. And she's like, yep, I'll do it.
Cool.
And I've done it before and I've prayed to God and I said, God, I've got these 3 listings. I need to sell them before a holiday. I want to have a good time with my family. And it's actually so important that I don't think about work at all.
Yeah, you don't want to be worried. Of course not. That's not the holiday.
No, that's right. But also too, like I know I'm supposed to be in that job. So therefore I know too that when I have those breaks, they're so important. And spending time with my family is so important. So it's like, you know, they suffer sometimes because I'm always on the phone. And so I prayed this prayer and I told my assistant, who's not a Christian, and I told everyone in the office that I'm praying that I clear my stock for Hawaii. And I did.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Praise God. He did.
God did it for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Amen.
And even that hard one.
Yeah.
To the point that she actually called me out and said, I think that you're lying, you're making up an offer, you're making up buyers. And wow. I was like, mate, why would I do that?
Yeah.
Who benefits from this? And yeah. I said, and anyway, I just kept my head up high and I was like, keep doing your job.
Yeah.
God's like telling me just to do my job. That's all he's asking from me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we got it all done. And
amazing.
Massive blessing.
Thank yeah. you,
amazing.
Lord. Praise yeah. God.
And, so, and it is, it's that stigma, you know, maybe she had a bit bad experience with someone else totally. In the industry previously yeah. and she's like, yeah. you know.
Trust issues. And she did have trust
yeah.
issues.
Yeah. So and to know that she wanted to persevere with you, there was something there.
Yeah,
you
even know? If she did call me a liar.
There was something like,
how
there.
How do you?
and it's a hard one too because in those moments we may not see what God's doing. But
true.
You know.
It is true.
Yeah, and he would have been doing something there.
Yeah. Just think about all your work colleagues that you said to them, I'm praying that they'll all my
totally.
Listings will be cleared and they cleared.
And the funny thing phenomenal. Is sometimes they say to me, oh, can you pray for my listings too?
Oh, yeah.
So it's that. It's I don't treat them any different no. to my Christian friends. Yeah. I include them in the journey. I yeah. say what cool. I'm doing. I talk to them as if they understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Keep yeah. it real. That's right.
Yeah.
And anyway. The fact that there must be something there that they can see that something's different, something's working
yes.
to say, you know, not just a tokenistic, oh, yeah, don't forget, pray for mine.
Yeah, 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 totally.
But they're actually saying, hey, can you
pray for mine as well? Yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean – it must be an example to see, like seeing three of yours cleared and one of them was a difficult one for nine months.
9 months, like and that's then, a long time.
And it just goes yeah. and they're like, wow, there's something. You can't deny there's something going
no,
on.
No, you're right. 100%.
And the beauty is that your clients benefit from that, you know, that to know that you've got them over the line with a really great deal. They're able to move on from whatever that situation yeah. was
yeah
you know it's yeah. it's a lovely thing
it and there's is. All sorts of situations in real estate when you're selling a place because yeah. it's helping you move on to a new yeah. place or to a new situation to maybe a new state a new or at least just a new house or whatever
a new chapter like a new from chapter. A really there's, hard chapter
that's right
often.
There's all yeah. sorts of things that
yeah
reasons why people sell houses so
yeah
for God to knock those over that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah and it's kind of exciting too because it's new beginnings for the new people buying
yeah that's right yeah the people yeah. receiving them too
yeah, yeah that's exactly so, right
yeah
yay it is. It's that part of it is the best part of it, I guess, at the end of the day, like
yeah. you
know, the excitement side of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
yeah.
Awesome.
So if anybody's needing help.
No, this is not a plug.
No plugs, people.
Ruth has enough clients in her books.
Not quite, but still. Jokes.
So you told us about a book earlier. Is there any movie or series that has influenced you in your faith journey?
I don't know.
Or it could be a book.
Simplicity, a book by Bill Hybels. And okay. it was a massive changing thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah, because he talks about filling up a bucket and there was just one chapter and it was about pretty much your time and life and as a person what you need to survive and how then if you've got a full bucket you can give. And it actually was life-changing because I'm a huge empath and with that comes a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And rather than just praying about every interaction like God's told me to do with my work, I would hear stories and it would hurt me.
Yeah,
so I would physically take it on and I'm like, it's actually not mine to take on. And so I think just that whole visual of looking at a bucket and going, what fills your bucket? How do we keep that topped up? But then how do we also have enough to live a generous life where you're not restricted by energy or, you know, and it's been a hard thing for me to balance because I give a lot of energy to my job. And so then also having enough energy to be generous and to be kind and to be thoughtful, sometimes it's a struggle.
It's a hard balancing
act. It is. Yeah. Sometimes I'll come to church even on a Sunday and I'm wasted. Like I've had a massive Saturday of just being on and giving.
Oh, yeah. Saturdays would be your biggest day.
Huge.
And sometimes then, do you have to do Sunday work too or that's the Sabbath?
I did recently, but that was just to get organized for Hawaii. But sure. But Not generally. No. Not generally. Okay.
Yep, yep.
And I'm pretty strict with it too.
Yeah, good.
Because otherwise it just, seeps into your life too much. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to be. Yeah.
And you want enough energy for your children and for your husband. And so I just, it was life changing because I was like, right, in order to have a great weekend, have something for church on a Sunday to give to people, I need to have a restful Friday. And that's kind of how I worked it out. I'm like, I'm going to sit and do my folding and watch Epps.
Yeah.
You know, nice. Or whatever it is that I might need to do that week.
Something just to
that's right.
Relieve what's happened in the week kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly right. So, not necessarily shows. I do the mind-numbing shows. I love reality TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the Guinness, it's like, guys, it's escapism, right? So it's like we love Survivor, Brianna and I, so that's one we enjoy.
We like Survivor too. Yeah. And the only thing that's changed a little bit is I used to love drama.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now I can't stand drama in a show. If there's drama in it, I'm like, done, I can't watch it. It's just too much.
Well, especially drama these days, in drama in reality shows, it's not even awful. Real.
No, it's not.
It's just about the hype.
Some of them are paid actors and
it's too much.
OTT.
You need to go back to the classic dramas of the 90s and early 2000s. Life was so simple then.
Those were the days.
Love it.
Listen to us go.
I know. Better Homes and Gardens.
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it still going?
No, I couldn't actually think of anything. I was like,
that had a bit of everything though, didn't it?
It did. Yeah.
There's some dramas. Home and Away is a drama, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, no, not my thing. Has to be quick, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Not a soap opera kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Fair enough.
I love that. That's another really great book recommendation, I think, that will be worth checking out.
It's such a good one.
Simplicity, Bill Hybels.
Yep. And he talks about so many different things, but that chapter in particular really stood out to me and changed the way that I did things pretty much. So,
cool. Give it a look, guys. Have a look at that one. Sounds great.
So I guess I'd like to know a little bit more about your Christian walk.
Sure.
When did you actually become a Christian, or when did you really sort of know God?
From such a young age. So I was brought up in a really strong Christian family and in a Reformed church. And so we had great teaching, good foundations. Mum and Dad love God. Their family all loves God. Like I was brought up in one of those, you know, as a Christian, like those perfect homes. And it wasn't perfect, but, you know, and I've had things in my journey that weren't great, but as a family unit, I grew up in a great household. So, and I think that I just knew God existed always.
Yeah.
And like we were talking beforehand, but I love nature. And I remember at one stage I was a flight attendant and being up in the air and looking out over the clouds and seeing the sunsets and the clouds and the just everything, the colors. And I was like, how do people not believe in God?
Yeah.
I just can't even fathom it. And then same with walking in the ocean.
Ocean. I go down the ocean. I'm like, I don't know how the waves and this expanse of water cannot show you something.
Yes.
Something else, you know, obviously God for
and
us.
And so like, much bigger than us. Like,
so much bigger.
Yeah. So I kind of have always felt that peace about knowing that God exists and knowing that, you know, his angels are around us and that he answers our prayers. And Mum and Dad were always strong like that. So Dad would, like Mum and Dad both read their Bible every day. And I remember as a kid once Dad didn't read his Bible for a week. And we would hop up at, to go to work at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we'd have breakfast every day. He'd always read his Bible. And I remember questioning him on it because it actually really upset me.
Wow.
And I said to him, I'm like, why aren't you reading your Bible? And he's like, I'm having a really hard time.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like shocking.
Yeah.
It was shocking. And I just, so that's like, that's the foundation I've had.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm so spoiled. Like,
yeah.
So,
that's
but
beautiful,
I,
beautiful though. That's yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah, it's
and being older too, you know, you probably had those moments and can think back to that conversation with your dad and go, I get it. It gets hard sometimes.
I get it. Totally.
Sure.
And I think too, like I had that refresh. So that was just as a child. I always felt God existed. I believed in God. There was no doubt about it. And then when I had kids, that is also another time that I really felt like I couldn't be any more human right now, you know, like, and you just feel your shortcomings and you feel how like you're bringing up a child. It's a lot. And so I just remember feeling really close to God at that stage too, where I'm like, God, I need you. I need you every single minute of every single day. And whilst I might not have sat down and read my Bible for half an hour and prayed for like, you know, whatever, it was just that I knew I needed God every single step of that way. Like,
It was right there. You were clinging on to him.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Amazing. And so you said you grew up in a Reformed church. What does that actually mean?
Well,
what did that mean for
So I think that, well, they obviously believe in the Reformation and, you know, that's a lot of – it's just very conservative teaching. So – but for me personally, I'm not that like I don't go that deep really, to be honest. I feel like my relationship with God is probably a little bit more simple than that. A lot of it was quite I don't know, we always did like the catechism and we learnt like who God is and what he, you know, all those kind of things. But for me it was always just so simple. I'm like, I know who God is. I don't need to be asked a question about that. And mum and dad just did what they thought was the right thing for us too.
Yeah.
But growing up in that church was like growing up in a family.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we recently said goodbye to the minister that was there, and going back there, it was like cuddles all around, like everyone, like all the oldies and things like that. But
oh, that's beautiful.
It is. It was a really good church. You know, I can't even answer that question. I don't even know what the Reformation or the Reformed. That's okay. Yeah, it's something you've just always known.
Yeah, it is. And it was
your
experience growing up in that church, and it sounds like it was a beautiful community.
It was. Yeah. It really was. So and you lovely. Just knew everyone cared for you and,
Everyone's looking out for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So, Ruth, do you currently serve either here at GBC or in our local community?
I do. We do pathways at our church.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So Trevor and I help lead.
Pathways, Brianna and I.
You have, don't you remember?
Yeah.
We were there. You were the ones. So that's
legends.
That is awesome. And it's really funny because every time I say to Mark, oh, Mark, it's come around so quick again. I'm like, I don't know if I've got it. I don't know if we can do it. And I go, and then I said to him again at the end of the one we just did, I said, just remind me that I really love doing it. Like when you feel like the load's a little bit heavy, like with life, just remind me that I love to do it because every single time it's a new group, it's new stories, it's new personalities. And so you... It's pretty cool to be at the like beginning of someone's church like experience. Yes. So yeah, that's right. And I don't know. It's been really good.
Yeah, we enjoy doing it with you.
We get more blessed, I think, than some of the people that are there. Yeah. Right, I'm sure of it. Like it is. It's a massive blessing to be able to serve in that.
I remember when we first started and we were like, what's Pathways? What's that all about? And I remember one morning after church, you prayed for me. And you shared about pathways, and then the conversation naturally went to talking about pathways.
Yeah.
And you shared that, you know, you and Trevor and a couple of others, when you first started coming here, you had such a heart to make sure that other people coming to GBC for the first time had a lovely welcoming experience here.
I don't remember but
you guys kind of were, you know, part of the team that sort of got that up and running and helped embed it here, and it's still going today, and it is. It's such a wonderful way to welcome people into the GBC community and help them settle in, connect with all the different things that's available, whether they're coming from another church or they're brand new to Christianity, and what does that all mean? And this is my first time at church, and it's all, you know, all new.
It's
It's so important, and I just love your heart for that.
Good.
Yeah, it's great. It's good ministry.
And anywhere, do you have any other things that you're doing at the moment?
Not that I can think of. No, I don't think so.
And that's totally cool.
Yeah.
All good.
I think that's pretty much it.
Well, you're balancing a lot, and you've got a young family you're bringing up, and a career, and you're doing pathways. It's amazing. And I know you're always available and very open on Sundays for a chat and a pray. So.
Yeah.
Thank you. We try. Sometimes I sit there and I don't feel like it, but I do definitely try to. Yeah.
along your Christian walk, and you know, you mentioned that you've known God from quite a young age, but throughout the years, has there been someone really significant or a few people that you know you just think back on and you're like, they were really pivotal in my Christian walk and helping me along the way?
My mum. Yeah.
Shout out to mum.
Yeah, massive shout out to mum, because she was always the backbone of our family. And so whilst dad was very much the leader and, you know, ran the home and supported us and everything, mum was a stay-at-home mum at the time. I'm one of five kids. And so we had a big family but mum was always the encourager. And so she was one of those people that would be like there was so many different ways that she kind of loved on us, and it would be like, you know, just do your best and that's always going to be good enough. But it's not just do your best, it's do your best for God.
Yeah.
Or and I remember when I was younger, I had a bad breakup with a boyfriend, and every single day she would write me a Bible verse on a piece of paper and give that to me for the day. And I accumulated all these pieces of paper with Bible verses on it. And honestly, it got me through. Like it made me come out the other side. And at that stage, it was hard. Like, you know, I was 20 or whatever I was. But she just did the encouraging thing, and she still does the same thing. And so does my dad, actually. Like bringing up kids and you feel like you're doing the worst job in the world. And mum and dad are always the first to encourage us and go, you know what, you guys are doing a good job. Like, we just want you to know that. And
so good.
Yeah. So, but also walking through life with like youth group leaders, Bible study leaders, really good Christian friends. My bestie, Lise, she is like, she always keeps me accountable. And it's like, you know, you have that catch up, but then she'll be like, hey, no. Like, you know, she'll pull me into line and be like, have you thought about this? And so
that's good.
Massively blessed with those people around me. And Tanya as well. Tanya, who goes to our church as well. That's my cousin. And so we've done life together, whether it's bringing up children and things like that. So it's just, I've always been surrounded by the best. And
what a blessing. Awesome.
Yeah, it's massive. It's been massive. And Trev's like a good godly husband as well. Like he will pull me into line when I need to be pulled into line.
And vice versa,
Vice versa.
Oh, yeah, of course. Straight at it. Poor Trev.
You're doing all right, Trev.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry.
No, he's a good man. So, no, it's, yeah, I'm very fortunate to have great friends, great family, and, you know, a good church community. And that's probably why we love Pathways, because of that reason of going, yes, community's everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. We can't walk it alone, can we? We need people around us. We need other Christians to bounce
someone's
off to
gotta
keep
be a hand,
each other accountable.
Someone's got
to
be a leg. Someone's got to be
absolutely.
The eyes.
Yeah. Pray with each other. Encourage each other. Spur one another on.
Lift each other up. The thick and thin.
Yeah.
It's going to be down times, it's going to be up times. It's good to be there for all those times for each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So what is your take on discipleship and how do you live that out, Ruth?
Okay. So for me personally, discipleship is Jesus working in me in every single thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I live that out is everything is an opportunity. So I think this is probably the way that I do Christianity as well. So I would speak to my bosses or the person in the shop in the queue the same way that I would speak to my Christian friends, and whether or not that's talking about church or not even, like just talking about prayer and even with my work people, like who I work for, I'll say, I'm praying for you, or like, you know, I've been praying about this and they, I don't even wait to hear what they have to say. It's not about that. It's about not thinking twice about it. And it's been huge. It has been huge because God, and I've kind of actually Trev and I, the way that we do Christianity as a couple even, is that my job is so that we can be generous in life. And so I've said, you know, both of us have said to God, like, tell us when you need us to be generous, whether or not that's with our time, with a text message or thought or money or a meal or whatever it is, just tell us what to do, when to do it.
Amen.
And so rather than going, this is what I'm going to do, I just I just act on whatever God tells me to do.
Yay.
So, yeah. And it's so, like, it's really funny because we're so spoiled. Being Christians, you've been brought up to serve and to love and to be kind and generous. That is not the way of the world.
No.
The way of the world is to be selfish and to think of what you can get out of it and how you can benefit. And that is not the way of real estate either. So
you're in the deep end.
100%. So even just being a Christian person, a normal Christian person, and there's nothing special about what I do at all, it's very basic and it's very doable for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need skills. you just need to be a listener. So I think, like, you know, putting your hand up to help out somebody or just be, oh, I don't know, I can't even, I'll give you an example. Actually, at the gym, I've started going to F45 at the beginning of the year, and there was this girl that I'd worked out with a couple of times, and when she came to the gym one day and she's just really flat and I could tell straight away, I don't even know her that well.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, we left and I think she walked out actually. And so I found her on Facebook and I just messaged her on Facebook and I said, hey, like, you didn't seem yourself. Are you okay? She could not believe that I would take time out to do that. She could not believe it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know when you're kind of almost embarrassed by the –
Oh, the response?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. It's like I've literally texted you.
Yeah.
Like,
but to her, that
to
meant
her it was massive.
So that meant the world to her. Yeah. Wow.
So in that moment.
It's probably the fact that you don't know her that well, and not that you're a stranger, but you do, you know, and that you would actually go to the lengths of finding her on Facebook, which we all know is not heaps difficult, you still need to know a little bit more about them. And then, that would be so touching.
But it's just like, it's so basic. So basic. And I remember mum even doing it, and she was probably the example that has made us who we are. But she would like just take someone's trolley to the trolley bay. Just simple things. Like, how hard is it?
Yeah, just little acts of kindness.
Totally. And that knocks people over.
What I do in the city is, like, I do deliveries in the city and I get loading zone tickets. Yeah. So if someone's waiting behind me, I give them the loading zone ticket so they can take off and don't have to wait to get their own loading zone ticket, and then I just get the next one. I mean, it only takes about 10 seconds to get one.
Less
probably. But I don't know. I just think it speeds your day up and it's a little kind thing to do. Yeah. So that's my little thing that I do.
Yeah. Which is exactly like what we're talking about, right? It's like finding basic stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone can do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Think of your basic thing, people, and do it.
Yeah, totally.
something little. Yeah.
But even just praying, like, and I think that's where the prayer comes into it. It's like, God, just tell me what to do.
That's
because
I'm
busy, I'm, you know, selfish, I'm thinking about myself sometimes too. And so if you want me to do it, just tell me when to do it and how to do it.
That's
so,
Cool.
Yeah. That's the best way too, because, I mean, God can see everything.
Yeah.
God knows people's hearts. God knows everybody's needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can't see that, but if God can just open our eyes and give us that moment to reach out, show a little bit of care.
Yeah.
Let somebody know they're seen. They're important, you know.
Yeah, totally.
It is those little moments that all add up and can make all the difference, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you, like you said, you don't know what they're going through. Like, you don't know the history, or, and everyone puts to get forward such a good image these days.
Right,
that's what, you know, our Instagram and our Facebook does. Yeah. And it's hard not to, because you're not gonna put,
I've just had a really bad day and I'm literally broken in the corner.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Just cannot cope today.
Yeah. And occasionally you might do that, but like you might put it up. But generally people don't. And so you don't know what people are living with or, you know, the hurt that they're carrying around.
It's the inner weight that people are carrying around.
That's right.
And you happen to see that in that person.
Yeah, through God's eyes.
That day and God showed you to, you know, and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to message her and hope. For the best, and it turned out really well, which is great.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's just one really great example, which leads into this next question, which is, you know, where have you seen God at work in your life?
I think those little interactions, to be honest, like in the other gym I used to go to, the lady at the front desk, there was a couple of us that went there that were Christians, and she literally picked us all out and said, "You're different from everyone else."
Wow.
And I remember her just talking to me one day, and she goes, "Why are you guys so different?" And I'm like, "Because we love God."
Wow.
We love God. And we don't have an excuse not to be different in this world. Like, you know, he's done so much for us. And so, and it's real, like, so that began a full on conversation with her. And actually, that's one where God told me to buy this book from church for her.
Wow.
And I just did it. I was like, okay, this is what he wants me to give her. Couldn't tell you what the title was.
Yep.
It was just one of those things. I did it. I gave it to her. And she, once again, couldn't believe it, but started trying, like, she was looking into it all. Like, she was trying to work out where God fits in her life, and she wanted that difference. And so, yeah, and I think that, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing for me is just, like, those little stories, and they're so nothing. But God's made them bigger. Like, God does something that it's I don't necessarily.
That's what God does in the ripple effect.
That's
and you know
right.
what? That first example you gave of the girl when you messaged her, who knows what that's done for her? You might know a bit more now, but, you know, she might have gone on to, you know, look into God more because, like, this Christian encouraged me. Like, we don't know how far the ripple effect goes and how they're going to encourage someone in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's just every little thing just can go so far, like the snowball kind of rolling down a hill, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And everyone's just got to play their part in the story and it's not even about my part in it. It could be like 10 times down the tracks part in it, but it's like doing the right thing. That's what he's told you to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, Ruth. And it is, it's, you know, for anyone who's listening and you're like, oh, I just want to be a bit more like God to people. I want to be a bit more Jesus in people's lives.
Yeah.
And how do I even start? What do I even begin with? You know, and some people are called to huge, massive things, but most of us is
not
just
me, which every, I love. I love that.
Every little day things, and that's where God can work and do miracles and reach people. And it just takes, you know, just those little simple steps of faith.
Mm. And just like, the listening, and I love it. It's true.
Yeah, really powerful, Ruth. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ruth. So how has this changed your life, your little things? How has it changed your life?
I'm an overthinker.
Mm.
And so I think I've just turned 40. So I feel like God has slowly transformed me from being like the empath that takes everything on and feels weighed down and burdened by it rather than, you know, he's not asked me to do that. Mm. He's taken the burden for us. Yeah. So I think it's changed my life in that I've realized that I've got to just pray about those interactions. I've got to pass it all on to him. It's not about me. It's not about what I can do. He'll tell me what I have to do, but it's about going, right, God, you've got it all. You've got it in control. You always provide. You never leave us out there alone. You know, like, we've just got to be faithful in that small step at the beginning and go, tell us what you want us to do. Provide this for us. This is what we think we need. He might tell you no, but at the end of the day, he's so huge and we just need to give him – it needs to go back. And I think that's like it's not – it's really funny as a Christian too, because you know how he calls us to be humble. He calls us to not blow our own trumpets. So even talking about this stuff, it feels
hard, isn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
it feels really odd. It doesn't feel right. But also too, I prayed about it beforehand, and even when you asked me initially, I was like, oh, goodness, I don't want to do that because I don't feel like I've got a story.
Mm.
And I was like, no, it's so basic and anyone can do that. Like anyone can – yeah. So I feel like God's changed me from the inside out, and as I've also grown older, he's taught me just to – it's not about me, it's about him, put it all back on God. Like he's doing the change. He's making the decisions.
Yeah.
I've just got to be the listener.
Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
So, awesome.
And that's the power of it, isn't it?
Totally.
You know, it's not our strength.
No, it's not.
we couldn't do it.
No.
It's his strength.
And, but don't you feel like when you're younger, for some reason, you think that you've got a invincible part to play in it? Like,
I can do this.
Yeah, totally.
I got this. Yeah, but it's really
all
gone.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the beauty of, you know, getting older and the joy that you can have and that real settling deep peace when you've seen God at work and he's doing the miracles and he's doing the wonders and you're just constantly stepping in faith, trusting him and knowing that he's got it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's the aim always, and it doesn't mean it always happens.
Well, like you said before too, just because we're like, come on, God, we want this, God doesn't mean it's always
fit. No, that's right.
It may not always be the right time. It may not be what God wants in that moment.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Very, very powerful. Ruth, thank you so much for joining us. And I feel inspired and encouraged, and especially in those little things. You know, just living my life out and showing the love of Jesus to those around me in the most simplest way. So I hope and I know that others listening in will also feel the same.
Cool.
Yeah, been super encouraged, Ruth. Thanks for coming on.
No, should I read a quick Bible verse that I actually was on my heart to read?
Sure.
Oh, please, yes.
And it says, stay on good terms with each other, held together by love. Be ready with a meal or a bed when it's needed. Why, some have extended hospitality to angels without even knowing it. And that's like Hebrews 13, verse 1 to 2. And I remember mum always saying, like, you don't know who you're entertaining. You don't know what your part to play is or whatever it is. And so anyway, I just felt the need to share that too.
Yeah. Awesome. No, that's a great
scripture, really encouraging and kind of the foundation of everything that you've shared tonight, you know. We don't know who we're entertaining, but God does.
Yeah, that's right.
We just provide that meal, buy a coffee, reach out, send a text, you know.
Yeah.
Offer a bit of prayer, offer a chat, a listening ear, like you said, can go a long way.
Jesus said, what you've done for the least of these, you've done for me.
Yes, that was the other verse that I was like, isn't it funny?
That's
that
one of my memory verses.
Yes, I love it. What is the
sorry. Jesus said it, okay? No, I'm not sure. It is a good one.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
We will see you around GPC.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the We Are The Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymere Baptist Church, please check out the Guymere Baptist Church website at guymebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying,
God bless and peace be with you.